listeners, and thank you for tuning in to the R.G. Hardy broadcast today as we declare to all, souls are crying, men are dying, but together we can and indeed are compelled to win the lost. I believe you will be greatly blessed and spiritually informed by today's message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation, which the Lord gave to me recently in a time of inspirational study. The six pillars are equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, you don't want to miss one, so I'll be back to tell you how you can order our message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation.
So that was the fourth one, monogamy. And in the same scriptures that taught monogamy, taught heterosexuality. The same verses. Okay, this is our fifth pillar, heterosexuality. Okay, we read in Genesis 2:24. We read in Matthew 19:5. We read in Ephesians 5:31. Therefore shall a man leave his mother and father, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two, saith the Lord, shall be. He didn't say, therefore shall a man leave his mother and father and shall cleave unto his husband. He didn't say, there shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his significant other. Male and female created he them, Genesis 1, 27-28, and said, be fruitful and multiply. Neither two men nor two women can multiply. They must bring in a third member of the opposite sex. And that violates the marriage covenant of how many? How many? Two being one, not three. Amen? Two being one flesh. They've got to bring in a third party. And remember when I said, we read there, I quickly went through it, but when God created Eve, he put Adam to sleep, took a rib out, made the woman, and God brought the woman to the man. Isn't that romantic? Doesn't say that God brings a man to a man. Or a woman to a woman. Amen? Such a union can never produce a godly seed. And that's what it's all about. Producing a godly seed. It can only serve to create perverse and damnable lusts. And you know the scriptures. You don't have to go there. I'll read them for you. Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. What does the word abomination mean? I have a very great dictionary that's the King James era I like to use, because if you use modern dictionaries, it's not going to give you the King James meaning. And it says an abomination is something to be abhorred. So you know what I did? I looked up abhorred. I know it means hate, but I want to know what it really means. It means to detest, to view it with repugnance, to shrink with horror, and listen to this, to repudiate. Somebody says, well, please tell me what repudiate means. It means to refuse to acknowledge it. It means to refuse to have dealings with it. It means to disclaim, to cast off, to renounce, and put it away. All of that is what God said to do about a man with a man. Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lie with man as he lies with a woman, both have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Deuteronomy 23:17. There shall be no sodomite of the sons of Israel. You can't get any clearer than that. Amen? You say, oh, well, that's all Old Testament stuff, Sister Sharon. Well, let's real quickly look at Romans 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Here it is. But they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. I tell you, these people in the gay agenda, they think that they are the intellectuals of the country. They think that they know it more than everybody does on everything. Professing themselves to be wise, their foolish heart was darkened, and they became fools. And what does the fool do? A fool said in his heart, there is no God, Psalm 14:1, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God, not the devil, God also gave them up to uncleanness through lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them over, gave them up to foul affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error. It's an error. We're talking about something that you would get rid of, a blemish. It doesn't work. Which was meat, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, for the third time, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things which are not convenient. So where it says God gave them up to uncleanness, the word in the Greek means aberrant sex. Aberrant sex, that which veers from the normal, that which deviates from a normal, which we already found out as a man cleaves to a woman. The body that God made in his own image, the body that God made male and female in the image of God, now they have changed that image into a lie. They've distorted it, and they've changed it into what God commanded to be one flesh, and now they've made it in that which is against nature. So God gave them over to vile. The word vile means dishonorable. They dishonored the body. The body is to be the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't you know that? If anyone defiles the body, him will God destroy. To vile affections, the desires, but they were dishonorable desires. And here's the idea. All of that boils down to this. Homosexuality dishonors the body in that it changes the truth of God's creation, God's original design, man and wife. It changes that into a lie which distorts, deviates God's image into that which is against his design. Amen? Homosexuality changes God's design. He said they leave the natural use for aberrant lust. And therefore, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. A reprobate mind is someone who is now void of judgment. His conscience is now seared. That is why homosexuals, lesbians, think they're all right. They say, well, God is love. God made me this way. They got all kinds of things they say. They use scriptures that support themselves. And we look at them and say, this is why. They have a reprobate mind. Their conscience is now, it doesn't work anymore. Somebody says, follow your conscience. That is not good advice unless you're born again and spirit-filled. Don't follow your conscience if you're not saved, because your conscience has been defiled. Amen? But they have given themselves over that. Why? They chose not to retain God in their knowledge. You cannot be a homosexual and a lesbian and retain God, the God of the Bible. You can make up your own God, but the God of the Bible in your knowledge, you can't. Why? Because all the things I've just read that God said, and because they want to do what they want to do, they have to make up their own God, who's such a God of love that he looks away at all the stuff. And then they tell themselves, I'm like this because he made me this way. And they call God a liar. I think that's the worst sin of all. They call God a liar. God said, I made you male and female. And they said, no, you made me like this. You made me a homosexual. You made me a lesbian. They called him a liar because their minds are so void. I'm telling you that you better know that the foundations, if the family is destroyed, this is all about the family. We're talking about the family. If the family is destroyed, it's the foundation on which the kingdom of God sets. The natural kingdom and the physical kingdom. Even in the great ages to come, and the Bible doesn't tell us everything that's going to happen, but after we get through the tribulation and we get through all that, there are still going to be a natural people on this earth having families, because that was God's original design, and he's not going to throw it away. We won't be having families, because we will now be a spiritual people higher than the angels. Amen? But there's going to always be a natural family. What are the righteous going to do? And I mean, I have to clap my hands for the black churches in Baltimore, because at the core, they believe in family. At the core, you believe in family. At the core, it goes against. And I know a lot of black ministers and such, they get offended when they try to equate the rights of the so-called homosexuals with the civil rights right. It is, oh my God, they're nothing alike. God created you black, brown, in between. He didn't create homosexuals. He didn't create lesbians. They are not the same battle. They're not the same thing. I don't care what color you are. You're made in the image of God. I don't care what If you're black, white, brown, I don't care if you're male or female, you're made in the image of God. But God did not make the homosexual and the lesbian in his image. Amen? What are we going to do? That was number five. The sixth pillar of man's creation is W-O-R-K. Somebody says, oh, that's part of the curse. No, no, no. If you read Genesis, before even Eve was made, it said that there was not a man to till the ground. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. That was before the curse. Can't get out of that one. God made man to work. In fact, he said you should work 6 days and rest one, not work 7 days. And if you really want to get technical, he actually said in one of the Psalms that man's work is from sun up to sundown. He really wants you to work the day shift. I understand that you can't help it sometimes. I understand that. I'm not fussing and saying, I'm just telling you God's ideal. He made your body with a circadian clock. Your body naturally wants to sleep at night. People that have to force themselves to adapt to a night shift generally have more health problems. My son Todd put on all that weight when he went to West Virginia and to get with the FBI. You know, when you're the newbie, they put you on the night shift, the graveyard shift. And that's when he started gaining all that weight, and then it just went out of hand. Because your body is off. It just doesn't work. Ideally, you're to work during the day. And that's not to reprimand anybody that's working night shift, because you can't help it. I'm telling you God's ideal. But if you're on the night shift and you see you have health problems, you may really try to push it and pray. God will help you. Pray that he holds the hearts of kings in his hands. They say, but I don't have seniority. God can put up one and take down another. He can move this one out and put you in. You want to work day work? God can work it out for you to get a day job. Because God cares about you. Amen?
Amen. Friends, I hope you are being spiritually intrigued and enlightened by our message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation. Not only that, but I pray that you are being stirred in your heart to take a stand against the tide of immorality and biblical revisionism that are undermining the very truths our nation is founded on. The Word declares, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And the Scripture pointedly asks, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In this groundbreaking message, you will understand that God ordained the family to be the foundation for human stability and happiness. Even Jesus was raised in a family. But today, the so-called modern family has replaced the biblical design God intended, and Satan continues to relentlessly attack the family on many fronts. God created man on the sixth day, and the Genesis creation account defines six pillars which uphold and secure the family structure. Each of these provides a divine blessing, and the whole constitutes God's perfect plan for men and women. Equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, if you missed one of these, you can order the entire message on CD for a love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Request offer SK161. That's offer SK161. Our mailing address is R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or you may go online at www.rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Again, the order number is SK161 for today's message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.